It is 7 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. Scholte Gael, music from around the Celtic world, comes your way right after these messages. You are listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, and around the world on the web at kgnu.org.
Support comes from HB Wood Songs, your local music shop located at 3101 28th Street in Boulder. HB Wood Songs features a collection of folk, band, and orchestra instruments for both rent or sale. More information can be found at hbwoodsongs.com.
Did you know you can stream KGNU from your phone, computer, and other digital players? Download the app for the on-demand digital content of your favorite KGNU programs. Make sure to follow KGNU on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for special updates and more. Thank you for listening to and supporting community-powered KGNU.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
came to Ireland, some pleasure for to find. It's there I spied a damsel fair, most pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks and sparkling eyes like arrows pierced my breast, and they call her lovely Molly O', the lily of the west. One day as I was walking down by a shady grove, I spied a lord of high degree conversing with my love. As she sang a song delightfully while I was sore oppressed, saying I bid adieu to Molly O', the lily of the west. I stepped up with my rapier and my dagger in my hand, and I dragged him from my false love and boldly did bid him stand. But being mad with desperation, I swore I'd pierce his breast. I was then deceived by Molly O', the lily of the west. Stand my trial, and boldly I did plead. A flaw was in my indictment found, and that soon had me free. That beauty bright I did adore, the judge did her address. Now go your faithless Molly O', the lily of the west. Now that I've gained my liberty, a roving I will go. I'll ramble through old Ireland and travel Scotland o'er. Though she thought to swear my life away, she still disturbs my rest. I still must style her Molly O', the lily of the west.
Music there from, pardon me, from Tanis. It's a walking song, a song that you would use while working cloth, and it's called Mered Nan Kered. And also an instrumental in there in the bridge, Bob Parsons' Strathspey. So music from Scotland to wind up that little bit of a long set. Thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Carl Cumley. I'm delighted to have you here as we share music from Scotland and Ireland and Brittany and all over the Celtic world for an hour. It comes your way every Wednesday at 7 o'clock with a variety of really knowledgeable hosts, present company accepted. Just to take a look back at that set, we opened up with music also from Scotland, from Capper Cayley, off of their album called Delirium. It's called the Cape Breton Song. An interesting thing, though, the lyrics are meaningless in the present day. Karen Matheson, who is the lead singer for Capper Cayley, learned them just by a process of absorbing the sounds. So rather like mouth music. It is made up of words. The song is made up of words that have lost a current meaning. Kila, after that, with a rousing version of Torlochs from an album called Lemonade and Buns. Great stuff. And then, if the voice sounded familiar, Mark Knopfler on the vocals, along with the Chieftains off of the epic album called The Long Black Veil. And The Lily of the West is the title of that. And then, of course, winding up there with Tanis. We are in an unusual time of the year right now. We are in, technically, we're still in the 12 days of Christmas. I know it seems like we've cranked our way into January and we're going full speed ahead into the new year. But in terms of the partridge in the pear tree and traditional ways of reckoning time, this 12 days, ending up with Twelfth Night from the Bard, is a time which starts with December 25th. Christmas Day is the first day of Christmas. And then January 6th, Epiphany, or the Feast of the Purification, the Feast of the Presentation, Three Kings Day, it's sometimes called. It's the day on which traditionally governors of the pueblos down in New Mexico are inaugurated for the coming year and presented with their canes of office. So very special time, that January 6th time frame, which wraps up the 12 days of Christmas, also traditionally a time where afterward you would take down all of your Christmas decorations. That's rather honored in the breach nowadays, but that was the tradition once upon a time. So happy end of Christmas season to you, and upcoming on Friday, the 12th day of Christmas, the Feast of the Epiphany. It also is an interesting time when there is a meteor shower last night and tonight, if you can get out and find some clear sky. And yet we're also headed toward in not too terribly long, the old feast of Lent, or rather the absence of a feast during Lent, but that kicks off with the revelry of Mardi Gras, and Mardi Gras comes your way, of course, on Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, and KGNU knows how to celebrate Mardi Gras. You can mark your calendar for KGNU and CFCZ's Mardi Gras 2023. It's coming your way February 4th, so just a month from today, 31 days from today, at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder, with music from Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, plus food and drink and absolute revelry. Tickets are available right now at kgnu.org. And with that, we are going to go ahead and get back into music with Scott Singer extraordinaire Dick Gaughan on KGNU.
Peter heed. The fisher lads were heroes, and the heron was the creed. The heron paid the factor, the heron fed the wain. But now the heron's gone, and the fishers know the same. The likes of me was put to sea as soon as I could stand, to catch the silver darlings for the folk upon the land. Half a mile a net between the bottom and the keel, and half a score of years between the cradle and the keel. A barley, a mind the rigs are aye, a mind the rigging on the mast all dark against the sky. But the lads that used to work them all, they've gone for better pay, and the rigs that work the oil are all the rigs you'll see today. So then I blame the fisher folk for taking to the oil, for if they couldn't find the fish, they'd nothing for their toil. And there's still as many families and as many mouths to feed between the beggar's mantle and the light so Peter heed. Thank you.
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at socialventurepartnersbouldercounty.org.
Thank you very much for that. We had kind of a long set there. We started off with music from Lunasa, Astor McCree. It's off of the album called Redwood, and it starts off with just a beautiful flute intro by Kevin Crawford. Followed that with a cut from De Donnan's album Hibernian Rhapsody, The Humors of Lissadell and Jenny Picking Cockles, both well-known old traditional tunes, and then wound up with sort of the Inagata De Vida of Celtic music, which only people of a certain age will catch the reference. But it's music from the Battlefield Band, a celebration of Scottish music, and it's selected cuts from a Battlefield Band album called Music in Trust, and a whole host of different tunes and songs in there. Friedere, The Duchess of Gordon, The Silver Darlings, Anstor Market, The Sweet Maid of Mull, and MacLeod of Mull. A whole set of wonderful tunes and a little bit of vocal in there. Also, one of the tunes, the MacLeod of Mull, actually sounds a lot like a pipe tune called Farewell the Banks of Sicily as well. So Mariah is in the studio, coming your way in just a few minutes. So keep it right here to expand your musical horizons on Musica Mundi. Comes your way at 10 o'clock, or I'm sorry, 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock weekday evenings. And a great, great opportunity to learn more about music from all over the planet and cultures everywhere. It's something really not to be missed. One of the great things for me is I get to listen to it on my way home after this show, so I'll be paying great attention there as well. Let's go ahead and get back into music with the Tannehill Weavers right after this.
KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco are thrilled to bring the big, big fun of live Mardi Gras back to Boulder. Join us on Saturday, February 4th at the legendary Avalon Ballroom for a fay-do-do done to a fare thee well. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble will provide the tunes that'll get your legs shaking and your mojo hands quaking. There'll be awesome Cajun Creole cuisine from Sauvage. Beer and wine will be available in case your dancing shoes are a bit tight, and if you put on your best party duds, you could win the costume contest. I know I'm going just to see what Big Daddy is wearing. Zydeco dance lessons at 7, music at 8, tickets at kgnu.org. Get your Shrove on!
Thank you.
Set of tunes there from Old Blind Dogs. It's called The Walking Nightmare, The Shop Girl, and Croix Rousse, off of an album called Five. And Shantuna Deutsche by Relativity kicked off that set. And we're going to close with old music from a Smithsonian Folkways album, The Galway Rambler by Tom Byrne. You are listening to KGNU FM 88.5 FM. Let's try that again. KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, around the world on KGNU.org. Mariah's up next with Musica Mundi. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Musica Mundi. My name is Mariah, bringing you music from around the globe, starting with the Celtic Spanish artist Carlos Nunez as a segue from Carl's really wonderful Celtic Ale tonight. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.